G'day everyone at Tribe Revival. This is the fifth Tribecast, brought to you by yours truly, Morat, or Jessica, if you prefer. I'm 17. I'm actually pretty new to the Tribe fandom. My first exposure to the Tribe was actually through The New Tomorrow, so it's quite surprising that I actually gave the Tribe a chance, because I can't say that I thoroughly enjoyed The New Tomorrow. However, the concept of the show, The New Tomorrow, did, however, intrigue me. So I ended up Googling it and found out it was a spin-off. That's when I first heard of The Tribe. I watched maybe the first 10 episodes on YouTube, but then I left to become an exchange student in America. And by the time I came back, I'd completely forgotten about it, to be honest. However, later on, I saw The Tribe was airing on this relatively new digital channel, so I started watching it again. And by the time the second series had finished, I was a complete and utter fan and was really impatient, so I watched all of season 3 on YouTube. Then we switched internet providers and it was no longer viable for me to watch anymore on the internet. So I bought the whole series on DVD, watched them all in an obscenely short amount of time. I found out about Tribe Revival from Outcast Tribe, but before that I was over on Sector 4. And I have got to say, I have never been this addicted to a TV show or a forum or a fandom ever. So that's enough about me, and on to the news. Some of the regular posters on the Australian Tribe board, and maybe some of the other Tribe Revivalers, have sent in emails to the ABC in Australia inquiring as to the possibility of a continuation or remake of The Tribe. We're just starting to get the first of the replies back, so I'm just going to read the reply that Chopsticks received. Thanks for your email. Need to contact the production company of the series to find out if there are any plans to create additional series for The Tribe. We recommend that you ask your mum or dad for help in finding out who they are and how to contact them. Cheers, ABC3 online crew. Ask your mum and dad. Oh, how demeaning, ABC. So, it's a reply, but not a particularly helpful one. It's a start, though. So, basically, I'm taking that reply to mean that the ABC is saying that the power rests with Raymond Thompson or Cloud Nine, so we're kind of going around in circles at the moment. I'm hopeful though that when I get a reply to my email, the ABC will be kind enough to answer my question and give a yes or no answer to whether they'd actually fund a theoretical Tribe project. If they turn out to completely not be willing to do so, I've done my research and I found out that the Seven Network in Australia actually funded The New Tomorrow. So I know what you're thinking. Not many of us, want to see another New Tomorrow. But it just means that the possibility is out there that there is a channel that has funded Cloud9 in the past in Australia, and they may be willing to do so again. So that's kind of my next target at the moment, and I'm asking a few of you to join me. On a different topic, as always, over at Sector 4, they've been very busy. Episode 4 of The Children of the Mallrats is out, as well as a teaser for their new project, The Outcasts. So you should all watch them. So I guess that's about it from me. So I'm just going to be really corny and sign off with Keep the Dream Alive.